start off, our first candidate that we're interviewing today is Jules Findlay.
Hello.
I'd like to say hello. And just a reminder that it's an interactive interview, so if you fancy getting involved, asking a couple of questions, then buzz in and we'll do our best to get through and ask them to Jules. So as we've been doing with all our candidates this week, we just thought we'd start off by asking you to introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for the position of Does.
Hi, I'm Jules Findlay. I'm in fourth year. I'm from Scotland, a part of Scotland called Perthshire, which is really nice and green. I'm running for Direct Events and Services because I've done a lot of things to do with events and services since being in St Andrews. So I currently head up Music is Love, which is the Students Association Subcommittee for Music. I actually founded Music is Love 2 years ago when we did gigs in people's flats, which was quite fun. I've been involved quite a bit with B-Sides, so I was got into contact with Mr Scruff. I was involved with bringing El Alcan. I'm involved with the On the Rocks Festival. I helped out with Calvin Harris, who came 2 years ago. I am the music coordinator for On the Rocks. When I came to St Andrews my first year, there was not really anything going on that was interesting or fun. And I've been here for 4 years now, and I've done quite a lot to make the place more creative and more interesting. Thanks a lot to Fence Records, who have done a lot of help, giving us ideas and telling us what to do. But yeah, it's something that I really want to do, and it's something I've got a lot of experience in. So that's why I'm running.
And so obviously you've covered a lot of the experience you're bringing to the question, you're bringing to the job there. But is there any other relevant experience that you have, maybe in other fields or anything at all?
Yeah, I'm a senior ambassador for St Andrews, which means that on opening days, I show around prospective students and I show around sort of members of staff who are looking to come and work here. I'm also involved a lot with Widening Access, the programmes here, so I work in the summer. Kids come up to St Andrews to stay over for a week to learn a bit more about it, and to see if it's a place they want to go. I also tutor a kid in Leaven, who got an offer to St Andrews, an unconditional offer. So I sort of taught him how to write a good section 10 and stuff. So the kids that come to these summer schools go to sort of like low-performing schools, so they're not a lot of kids go to university. So I've been sort of pushing St Andrews as a place that anyone can come to, no matter what their sort of background. So that's another area that I'm quite sort of proud at being involved with.
Okay, and now to specifics. So we're going to talk a bit about the union redevelopment, and what would you like to see done there?
Well, the thing about the union redevelopment is that I've actually already contributed quite a little bit to the sort of designs and how it's going. Patrick got in touch with me and said, Jules, you know, well, here's our plans. What do you think? Do you think this is a good idea? And I gave him some ideas of sort of nightclubs in Glasgow that are really sort of professional and that he should be looking to think about. Live music venues, so the Tolbooth in Stirling is a great music venue that was just redeveloped. So I sort of sent in these ideas and different proposals, and that's been very much included in the design process. I've also met with Dave Whitten, who, for those of you who don't know, is the building manager here at the union, and he's talked me through the plans and told me how they can still change, because although the money's in place and it's been passed, it's not yet gone to park, which is the sort of planning and development committee of the union. So there is still a lot of leeway to make changes, and if I get the job, I'll be sitting down and making sure that 12 months from now, when work starts, you know, we've got the best union that we could possibly have.
And what's your view on splitting Venue 1 into two smaller venues?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about this. I've thought a lot about splitting Venue 1 into two venues. I've been in touch with Stacey Lee. For those of you who don't know, Stacey Lee was Director of Events and Services in my first year. I've been in touch with Phil Pass. I've spoken to Raul about it. Phil and Raul were very much in favour of two split venues. I think the designer who designed the plans wants there to be a movable shutter between the two venues, which I very much agree with, because in order to get big names into St Andrews, we need a big space. We need to say, look, here's our 1,200 capacity space, bring up Calvin Harris, bring up Air Alcan. So I'll be very much looking to put in a sort of retracting door between the two venues, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So that we've still got two separate venues, but we've also got one big venue. It's the best of both worlds, I think.
Great. We've been getting lots of action already on the Buzzbox, which is great. Thought I'd quickly just say a shout out to Minge Pie, because they're really keen for that.
Thank you very much, Minge Pie, for listening. Nice to have you on board.
But a couple of people have buzzed in asking, wanted to know if you had any ideas for non-music events.
I've got a lot of ideas for non-music events. I've been to the Fringe and some Fringe shows. I was in a very dodgy one-star show a few years ago, which got a review from the Scotsman that said it was overly lyrical and mercifully short. That was pretty bad. Last year I was in a comedy show at the Fringe, so I'll be looking to bring up some interesting acts from the Fringe, from Edinburgh. Comedians go down really well in St Andrews if you get the right ones. So I'll be certainly looking to to bring in some a variety of sort of things. I'm also be working with student groups, so I think Squeeze is a great idea, Itchy Feet is a great idea, stuff that B-Sides do is a great idea, Artsock have some great ideas, Music as Well do some great stuff. I'll be looking to work with these people to sort of create diversity and creativity in the union. I think that's what brings people in, and that's what the place needs. So I'm very much the man to do that, because I think Music as Well is a very creative, what we do is very creative. So I'll be looking to bring in that creativity, bring in my contacts to sort of make the union not just about music and big DJs, but about sort of different events and make it sort of the place that you want to be.
Excellent. And more about diversity. At the moment, a lot of the events are dance or folk based. And how are you going to cater for the other musical tastes?
I'm quite good at choosing acts that are quite mainstream, but also quite good. I understand that a lot of people, I know that's tough to get, but there is a sort of like Calvin Harris, you know, he's a really good DJ. He's quite mainstream. He completely sold out. That's the sort of acts I'll be looking to bring. I know a lot of people think that, you know, I just put on sort of folk music, but at the end of the day, you know, Errol Alkan's sort of as far away from folk music as you can get, as is Calvin Harris. I've got quite a diverse taste in music. If you've ever listened to my radio show, we play sort of from sort of heavy dubstep all the way through to sort of drum and bass and grime and some sort of rap and sort of different things. So I've got a very diverse taste. So I can assure you that I will not just be bringing music. Another area I'll be concentrating on is this. Or is maybe you can ask me about services or
go for it. Yeah, about services.
So director of events and services. Obviously, I'm also in charge of events, but I'm also in charge of the services at the union. So I'll be running the travel centre. I'll be running BESS. I'll be running the Old Union Diner. I want to make BESS a better place to be, because it's in prime real estate location, and in the windows you've had no idea it was a university shop, because I've got all these sort of fancy decorations. I'll be turning it around, do sort of a Mary Queen of Shops thing on it, making it simple. I'll be bringing in some promotions, you know, 1 week, you know, paper at a certain price to get people into the shop, because if people spend money in that shop, it goes back into societies. So I want to make it a more attractive place to be. As far as the travel centre goes, I want more travel deals for students during holidays, during breaks, at weekends. Then get away, a cheap bus to Edinburgh, a cheap bus up to the Highlands. I mean, where I live is a lovely place. For those of you that are listening have been, the Creef Hydro is the place to be. So, I mean, cheap deals up to the Highlands, so that people who come to St Andrews, maybe Americans, maybe can go out and see. Because Scotland has a lot to offer, and people think, oh, is this Scotland, St Andrews? This is very much not Scotland. Parts of Scotland are not as nice as this. Parts of Scotland are also a lot nicer. So I'll be trying to create some deals with the travel office. As far as the Union Bar goes, I'll be looking to redevelop the menu a little bit and bring in some sort of make the cafe open longer, more interesting food, maybe some wraps. I'll be hoping to work with local businesses like Rendezvous, local produce, and make it affordable and make it sort of rebrand it, maybe change the name and make it a place that students want to be to eat their food instead of going to places like Butler's, which are sort of catering already for that sort of thing.
And one off the buzz box, which kind of links in from this, Mintify also wanted to know, what kind of beers would you like to see in the Union Bar?
Very good question there, Mintify. Thank you very much for that. When I go out to drink, I would go to Aikman's, because that's where the best beers are. The Union doesn't really cater. I know it's sometimes you don't make that much money off sort of independent lagers and stuff, but if the Union had a nice selection of sort of, or an ale of the month, an ale of the week, because the Central does and that brings people in, I'll be looking to sort of have certain ales that people can enjoy at sort of cut prices throughout the year. I was talking to Dave Whitten, and I know Tom's pledged to take tenants down to under £2, but unfortunately that's not possible. I've managed to, tenants can stay at £2 next year thanks to what Dave's managed to negotiate, and you know, I'll be very much keeping it at that. It can't go any more, just because I think £2 is quite reasonable. I mean, I thought tenants is, whatever you say about it, it's actually not a bad point. I think £2 is quite reasonable.
And in regards to all these services and the events that you're planning to put on and stuff, have you got any interesting advertising methods that are going to pull in the crowd, basically?
I've got some very interesting advertising methods. I mean, as far as it goes, I've worked with some great publicity people since being in the union. Miles, who does all the publicity for Music as Well, we did that one with King Creosote Soap poster. Gemma, who did that poster up there for Rosie Payne and Jamie Harrison. I think it's about sort of creating, I think flyers are good, creative posters. The union has to communicate better with its audience. I've spoken to a lot of the current candidates for this other sabbatical positions, and most of them are in favour of completely redeveloping the website. Now, we're tied into a contract with BAM, but they do give us a lot of money, and that money goes back into student services. So we're going to have to keep that contract with BAM, but I'm very happy to go down to the head office in London, Pam, and say, look, the website's not working. I want it redesigned. They actually make a lot of money off that website because of the advertising. And, you know, I've spoken to them and they're very happy to completely redesign it and put it on par with sort of a more professional organisation. It has to have all the events that societies are doing. It has to promote, you know, that should be the portal for the union. And at the moment, it's not. The portal for the union is Facebook or, you know, wherever you find out about what's going on. The union website has to be improved, and that's what I'll be looking to do. So that'll be my key area, as well as interesting posters and sort of, you know, promotions, drinks promotions. I'll be bringing drinks promotions to get people in.
Okay, and I think the last point on events is we've got Eye of the Dog coming up soon, mm-hmm. and I'm just wondering if you've got any ideas for any flagship events similar to that.
Well, I've been in touch with Stacey Lee, I've never mentioned that, but he ran Starfields before he was elected to us, and I'll be definitely bringing back a dance music festival in sort of the first semester. Eye of the Dog will continue, maybe not in its current form, but there'll definitely be a music festival. I'm very much involved with Eye of the Dog and bringing it together, so there will definitely be flagship events. I'm looking into running a Students' Association ball in Freshers' Week, like an opening ball. And I've spoken to some people about doing that, and it's very possible that would be in Lower College One, and it wouldn't compete with the KK ball. It would be a sort of alternative to students that maybe want to be involved or maybe put off in whatever way by the KK. So an association opening ball, I think, would be a really good idea. Obviously, the graduation ball will continue, but there will definitely be big names and big flagship events all the way through the year to keep people's interest and keep the money coming in, which goes back into our services.
That's really interesting, actually, because I was just talking before the show about how the union isn't really responsible for the big balls and everything that happens in St. Andrews. Yeah. So I think that's a good idea. And how will you make yourself approachable to the students?
Well, I mean, I've been out meeting people since this began. I'm very tired since it began on Friday, and I've had really good feedback. I'm just trying to be sort of approachable and to be funny, and I've spoken to people, and you know, I'm quite easy to talk to, and people have been coming up and saying, "All right, what's this election's going on? What are you doing?" So I've been quite good at explaining things and explaining the role, and saying to people, you know. Obviously, my office door will always be open, and I'll be very much looking to work with students. I think I'm quite a nice guy, and people seem to get on well with me. So I don't think approachability is an issue for me. I'm willing to work with everyone and anyone. And I've got a very good relationship with the Ince crew. I've sat down with them all and explained, look, I'm running for this role. I'd really appreciate your support. And they've been really, really great and really obliging. And they're very much, very much hoping that I get the role.
And on a kind of, I guess... going on from approachability and that kind of thing, there's a lot of conversation on the Buzzbox. People are very keen to know, have you ever beaten Dave FIFA Gossage at FIFA? No. It's been a big topic in St Andrews recently.
Now, I'll tell you, Dave FIFA Gossage is actually my flatmate, who was put in to run for association president by his friend, and he had no idea he was running until he got a call from the elections office saying, hi, is this Dave? Do you know you're running for president? And Dave didn't actually know what president was. But I actually, in the flat, I play Dave at FIFA quite a lot. And it's quite nice he's running because he's not come to any hecklings, or he's not come to any debates. But he has campaigned for me, and it's quite good to have, you know, this sort of Dave FIFA running. But he is a very nice guy. And if you're thinking about who you should vote for president, definitely think about Dave Gossage. He's given out free sausages. I mean, you can't ask for better than that.
Sounds pretty good. But I guess a kind of more serious listener question now. Someone wanted to know, is it time to revamp the BOP?
Is it time to revamp the BOP? Now, the BOP brings in a lot of people. It brings in a lot of money. I was in the BOP a lot in first year. Dave Whitten, the general manager, said to me, look, Jules, I'm happy to throw £200 at every BOP to bring in a professional DJ alongside the Ents, or to bring in some sort of themes, or to bring in promotions, or to give out free things. The BOP, I think, will continue in its current form, but it will be entirely different. The music will be a lot better. There'll be Venue One will be done up in a completely different way. I'll be looking to bring in some lasers and bring in some more exciting things. The strobes that Roel brought in for El Alcan, they're still around, and I'll be using them. It will be the BOP will continue, but it won't be branded as the BOP. It'll be different, but it'll still be the main. It brings in a lot of money to the union, and it needs an event. It needs a big event on Fridays. Are we bringing back Tuesday BOPs and with drinks promotions? With drinks promotions, I think they'll really go well. I mean, I love the BOP, to be honest. But it could definitely do with a lot. I can't deal with Mr. Brightside again. If they play Mr. Brightside again, that is it. But yeah, I'm also a bit of a DJ back in the day, so I'll be keen to Freshers' Week. I'll be there playing some not jazz, but some funky stuff.
And you mentioned briefly earlier as well some clubs and stuff in Glasgow that have inspired you. And I was just wondering if they're, like, what are your other inspirations for the changes and for the events that you're going to be putting on?
My dad's actually a developer, so he develops sort of different properties and different houses and things. So I've very much been around architecture and around how things work. He's given me some sort of tips and advice. I had him up and showed him around the union. I bought my pint of tenants. We played some pool. It was quite good fun. But he's given me some good ideas. Although I've also been to Budapest. They've got some great clubs in Budapest, down in London. And I'll be bringing a more sort of professional, international sort of scene to St Andrews in the way that I'm also going to spend a little bit of money doing up the main bar with some better seating and some, it'll be a bit different. Like, not too much money because of redevelopment, but it'll definitely be a bit different. But yeah, I do have a lot of inspiration from going to different places. There's some great European, you know, students hangouts and stuff. So we're looking to bring in a more sort of international vibe to this place.
Great. Well, I think we'll have to draw the interview to a close now, but it's all been very interesting. But as we've been doing with all our candidates throughout the week, and perhaps this is probably most apt for the Does one, but we've asked you to bring along your own song that either describes you or describes your campaign or something like that. So to finish off, if you'd just like to introduce it and tell us why you've decided to bring it along today.
So this is a band called Goldfish, who are a sort of electro swing band that I'm quite keen on, and my brother plays in a band. He did a cover of this Goldfish song that they posted on their website. It's called Soundtracks and Comebacks, and it's about sort of a strange place that's a bit weird, but you really quite like it, and after you leave you sort of want to come back, and it's about just sort of being who you are in the town. So yeah, it's one of my favorite songs at the moment, so you should enjoy it. It's wicked. Thank you very much.
Look inside. close to it.
Welcome back. We are